Golden Buddha. Written by Clive Cussler and Craig Durgo. Read by Tim Machen.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prelude. March 31st, 1959. The flowers surrounding the summer palace of Norbulinka were closed but ready to bloom. The park-like setting of the complex was beautiful. High stone walls surrounded it. Within the walls were trees and lush gardens, and in the center was a smaller yellow wall, through which only the Dalai Lama, his advisors, and a few select monks passed. Here were tranquil pools, the home of the Dalai Lama, and a temple for prayer. It was a sea of order and substance, centered in a country in chaos. Not far away, perched on the side of a hill, was the imposing winter palace of Potala. The massive structures seemed to step down the hillside. Potala contained over 1,000 rooms, was populated by hundreds of monks, and dated from centuries before. There was an imposing orderliness to the building. Stone steps led from the mid-levels of the seven-story palace in an orderly zigzag, downward, and then stopped at a gigantic block stone wall that formed the base of the behemoth. The precisely laid stones rose nearly 80 feet into the air. At the base was a flat stretch of land where tens of thousands of Tibetans were assembled. The people, as well as another large group...